This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Lance Colley is a board member for the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley. You've got a big event coming up. Tell us more about it.
We sure do. And Kyle, thanks for having me on today. We're getting ready to do our annual Umpqua Uncorked and Untapped on April 4th at 6 o'clock at the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley. It's one of our two primary fundraising events, and we're looking forward to a great turnout coming out here in the very near future.
So tell us more about what happens that evening, what people will be able to do if they attend.
Well, so the event has morphed a little bit over time. It's a little more casual event. We do a Celebrate Kids event in October. This is an adult only, 21 and over. We have a pig roast. We have a pretty big silent auction. We've got a couple of raffle prizes. And then, of course, we do a stand-up for the kids, kind of a frenzy type, to fundraise for this event. We raise about 15% of our annual local fundraising through Umpqua Uncorked and Untapped.
So it's obviously a very big deal, and a lot goes into it.
It does. We've been preparing for this for a couple of months now, and it takes a couple of days to set up. We rely primarily on volunteers from throughout the community and significant support from sponsors. We have opportunities for people to become sponsors, table sponsors. And if people from the general public just want to come out and support, we certainly have opportunities for people to buy tickets. They're $50 a piece, and that entitles you to the pig roast dinner, as well as complimentary wine or beer from local wineries and breweries.
And talk about the Boys and Girls Club. You've been involved in it for a long time. Kind of explain what its function is.
Well, so the Boys and Girls Club was originally developed at a small scale to provide a safe place for kids to go after school. And we serve all children in the Roseburg Public School District. Right now, that boundary is our primary boundary. We do some outreach to other school districts. But we're open every afternoon after school. And it's an opportunity for kids first grade through grade 12 to come in. We have activities, we have events, we have educational opportunities. And really, the primary mission is to provide a safe place for kids after school, especially the kids who need us most.
Now, for working parents, which is most of those out there, it's always a juggle in this after school time. If people have kind of the standard 8 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 6 type job, they may have some flexibility about exiting here and there for things. But what to do with the kids after school to keep them focused and not just staring at a television screen or a Facebook screen is a bit challenging.
It is, and I think that's the beauty of the club, because we offer so many different types of opportunities for kids. Again, educational, recreational, support. We've got music over there. We have classes on healthy eating and other things. And the nice thing about it, we have a long-term ongoing working relationship with Roseburg Public Schools, and we provide direct educational services over there. And so every school has a bus that drops kids off at the Boys and Girls Club after school. So parents don't have to provide transportation to get them there. They do have to pick them up. We're open until 6:30 virtually every night after school. And so most people who have a regular working schedule that finishes before 6:30 can have the kids dropped off there and pick them up. And again, great opportunity for the kids.
And when you have all these things for them to do, including help and sort of a push to get things like homework done, parents have said that it makes it a lot easier when they pick their kids up and get home, because in a lot of cases their homework is done by then, or they've got it in motion and they're working on it, versus trying to deal with everything after dinner.
Well, and again, that's an important part of what the club offers for students in the Roseburg Public School System. We've got a homework room, we've got a teaching room, we've got a technology lab, we've got an art room. And so if kids are working on any of those disciplines, they have an opportunity to do their homework. They also have an opportunity to cut loose a little bit and go have fun in the gymnasium or in the recreation room. We've got great staff over there. They provide a really positive role model for the kids with young adults. And it does take a lot of the burden off working families so that kids can get those things done before dinner.
And especially for single parents, one of the other challenges about dealing with after school times is the cost of child care. Talk about what your structure is and what it costs folks to send their kid to the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, and so that's one of the reasons we're having fundraisers. We do the two major fundraisers a year, and we're also in the midst of our annual campaign. But every child at the Boys and Girls Club is treated equally, and membership for a year is $52. It's a dollar a week, and we do have scholarships for up to half of that for families whose children are on free and reduced lunch. So we want every kid to come in there, feel like they're a member, be a member, and be part of an organization and really a community that is at the Boys and Girls Club.
And while you've got that very low cost compared to paying for a sitter, etc., you've also got the program set up for kids of whose families are from all wage brackets, so it's not, you know, the kids are very diverse in, that are there.
Every kid has an opportunity at the club, from the lower end of the socioeconomic scale to the highest. We've got leadership opportunities for every kid. We have a lot of people who come up through the club and then work part-time at the club while they're going to school and in college. You know, it really is an opportunity for kids to not just go home and sit, have an opportunity for the social engagement, have an opportunity to extend their educational opportunity, and really have a lot of fun.
So if people want to get tickets, explain how to do that.
So we have a website. It's www.bgcuv.org, and that's Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley.org. So www.bgcuv.org. You can go online. Tickets are $50 a piece, and we have a number of other opportunities. And if you want to call staff to talk about what other opportunities there may be, the phone number is 541-440-9505. And we've got staff that would be more than happy to talk to people about participating in our event.
All right, Lance Colley, one of the board members of the Boys and Girls Club. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet, Kyle. Good to see you.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.